This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. What we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. It is day one of the NCAA tournament. Jones, three games are underway. First, we have in the second half, number 9 Creighton blowing doors on 8-seed Louisville.
Yeah.
56-37 Blue Jays.
First bet of the day, Louisville -2.5. I think we can light that ham on fire.
Perfect bracket, up in smoke. Yeah. Creighton with a comfortable lead. We have a 4-13 matchup at the half. Purdue leads High Point 37-27.
Okay.
We were both in on High Point, at least for the bracket.
High Point was a special to the Sweet 16, as you heard earlier today on Jones and Keefe, down 10 at halftime. Not great.
The High Point Panthers.
Yeah.
You like that?
It's like a purple panther. I learned all the mascots.
It's like Nashua South.
There's a... There's a bunch of mascots I had to learn because I had my son fill out his bracket by just giving him all the mascots.
That's a good time.
He has Alabama State in the national title game, which I don't...
They are what now?
They're a hornet.
So he has a hornet beating every other animal?
Yeah, well, they sting things. He was very...
Yeah, but there's got to be some other crazy stuff out there.
Where did he stand on this one, a blue jay and a cardinal?
Ooh.
Just look at my backyard.
Yeah,
just ask, who's winning this one? I was at the Blue Jay. They're like twice the size.
He had a hornet beating a tiger in the first round. He has a hornet beating a
tiger?
In the first, well, it stung him, I guess. I don't know. I didn't ask
What's
him for
his
all the
school?
Logic.
Like,
I had to
is
fill
his
out,
school any good?
I had to fill out 63 of these. I didn't ask a lot of questions.
That's
but my
outrageous.
Point is, I did
I would have stopped him right there.
Like, I did know High Point because they're the Purple Panthers. I did learn that.
So I like that. Yeah. And then just underway is Wisconsin versus Montana.
Ooh, I have Wisconsin in that. They're clinging to a 1-point lead early. So good. Let's get our first hit. Let's get our first win here, boys.
Auburn plays later, one of the number one seeds. Tennessee, the 2 seed, is in action. What else do we got? St. John's, Rick Pitino and St. John's. That game is in Providence. They take on Omaha, scheduled for 9:45.
Nice.
So there you go.
That's your you like the Johnnies.
I got him winning the whole. I got him cutting the nets down, Jones.
Got him cutting down the nets to get out of the East. That's and right. Then also do it. Are they in the East? To get out of the West, I'm sorry.
Yes, they're in the West.
Famously
again, the West playing in Providence. Just the right amount.
Yeah,
to me, just the right amount. The Boston Bruins are still alive, Jones. Have you checked the standings lately?
Nope. No, I have not. No.
Well, I'm here to tell you they are 4 points out of a playoff spot. Not too bad. Of course, riding a three-game losing streak.
How old is this kid at Creighton? I'm sorry. But how,
oh, 32.
This guy's got to be.
They won't hit all their
threes. This guy's got to be in his 30s. How old is this? He's like 5'8". He makes everything. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Was that the guy they showed his wife and kid in the crowd in all seriousness?
No, maybe. I don't know. How old is this kid?
He's been playing since COVID,
he's
probably. Five, extra year.
He's 5'8". He's got to be 32. He's making everything.
This
anyway,
is why people love the tournament.
He's 24. He'll be 25 in 2 months.
Jesus.
Is that right? He's older than
Stephen Ashworth. I think that's who he is.
So he's older than Belichick's girlfriend.
Yes.
And he's playing in the NCAA tournament.
Great. Well, if you believe our buddy Jacob Boston, Jordan actually is very, very influential with
the Tar Heels
NCAA tournament committee. Yeah, good job by Jordan.
I think Tar Heels go on a long run.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Bruins are 4 points out of a playoff spot. What was that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah.
So they got a five-game road trip starting tonight in Vegas against the Golden Knights. So a 10 o'clock puck drop.
Should be a good one.
You know, if you have the quad box going with four college games, try to get a fifth box going for Bruins. Nice. Well,
then you got to get the Severance finale tonight. I'm sure we're getting to that.
Oh,
but you
we're
getting
that.
I mean, my God, it's a busy night.
There is a lot going on. Yeah. That is for sure.
It's over, Anakin. I have the
grab bag.
You underestimate my
grab bag.
Don't try it.
25th anniversary of that movie coming out. I think
really?
In April. Yeah, very excited.
Huh.
The Texans have given Danielle Hunter a 1-year contract extension worth $35 million. Danielle, it's spelled. His mama named him Danielle. I'm going to call him Danielle. No, Danielle Hunter.
I didn't really get that. So he's tacked on a year for that guy, huh?
They're like, you know what this guy needs?
1 year extension.
Yeah, this guy needs another $35 million.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag's rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags on Jones and Keith.
Grab, 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 grab bags on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, we have a new segment within the segment.
Oh.
During Grab Bag now for TBD, I would say. We don't know how long it's going to last. We're going to ask the question, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes.
He is.
Today, yes.
Wow, okay.
Still a free agent.
I didn't know if I had missed something.
Yep, nope.
Nice.
Honey, what do you feel like doing for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I could go for some Grab Bag.
I don't know. I had Grab Bag yesterday around 1:30, but I guess I could have some more.
So is that supposed to be Everybody Loves Raymond? That's all I hear there.
I don't know. I let the people out there be as creative as they want, and the results have been mixed. The Severance.
Just a good show, really.
Severance season finale is, in fact, tonight. Now, for the first, I don't know, 7 episodes, I was convinced it was a Friday show. It is actually a Thursday at 9 show on Apple TV Plus, which also got reported today. They lose $1 billion on their streaming service annually. They put out some good shows.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
So you could just not.
They're taking a bath.
You could just not have that for 7 years and buy the Celtics.
Correct.
Disney should have just done that.
Apple.
I'm sorry, yeah, Apple is what I meant to say. You just do that.
But Severance finale, it is reportedly going to be 76 minutes long, which would be the longest episode of the season. And some are saying it's like a one-shot, which I don't know if it will be or not.
Well, I know on the hashtag
that's
Door Podcast they're
saying
that.
That's what the people were talking
about. I heard you guys saying that there. So it's 76 minutes, and it's tough that it's on the first night of the tournament.
So that's what I'm kind of bummed about.
I don't know when I'm actually going to get around to watching it, but I will watch it.
I don't know what I'm going to do either, but we'll have to figure it out.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
The NHL and Commissioner Gary Bettman are discussing possible changes to the All-Star Game format. They're still just falling over each other backwards about how successful the Four Nations was.
Honestly,
they're trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah. They're like Robert Kraft. I mean, hockey did one thing right.
And they're like, how about, remember that?
Yeah.
You guys remember that, Four Nations?
Hockey,
like, yeah, dude, it was great.
Hockey screws up so many things.
Yeah.
And they got one thing right. And they're like Robert Kraft out taking a victory lap for signing a couple of free agents.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? They're going to do this again next year, the Four Nations?
I thought next year
the Olympic year?
I thought next year was the Olympics.
Yeah. I thought so too, but then they said that the Islanders are hosting some sort of like all-star event or something. It's like, well, you guys got to figure out what you're doing.
Figure out your deal.
No.
I get it. Cancel the all-star game for an international tournament in a non-Olympic year, and then in the Olympic year, make sure you also have
shoehorn in an all-star game.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
that'll
work out.
That's very hockey.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, the New York Yankees this year, we talked about some of the new food items at Fenway Park yesterday. Yeah. The New York Yankees are going to be offering tiramisu inside helmets.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Inside helmets?
Tiramisu. So it's going to be made with...
Pags' grandmother is not happy with that.
No. So you get take a regular Yankee helmet, like a batting helmet. Uh-huh. No ear flap, though. So more like John Olerud Yankee helmet. Flip that sucker over.
Yeah.
And then you're going to fill it with espresso mascarpone cream.
Mascarpone? I think.
Ladyfinger cookies.
That one I'm less confident in. Yeah,
ladyfinger cocoa powder.
Okay.
You gonna get a spoonful of this right here?
I mean,
take a look at that.
Honestly, doesn't that looks great.
More likely to have
I like tiramisu.
A lobster bisque in a bread bowl at Fenway or tiramisu in a Yankee helmet.
Have you ever been to Yankee Stadium? Old or new?
No.
Me neither.
Never been inside.
So I guess the answer is clam chowder because I haven't been to that stadium. I probably won't be going to that stadium.
Yeah, no, that would
be. So I guess the answer by default is clam chowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time now for the top NBA performer from last night.
You sure?
Number one, Sandro Mamukelushvili.
I saw this dude's stats this morning. I was like, I can't wait for Keith to pronounce this
name. We got tweets about it last night. I can't wait for this guy. Sandro nailed it.
If you want proof that this is catching on.
Mamukelushvili.
Yeah. If you want proof this is catching on, Keith, I think we got our first submission on social media for a top
NBA performer.
Yeah, so I think it's got to be him, but keep going.
34 points, 9 rebounds in 19 minutes.
Real nice.
The guy was just burying every shot he took.
Yeah.
Devin Booker? I feel like we haven't had a lot of Devin Booker.
No, bad year for the Suns.
41 points, 7 assists. Denny Avija for Portland. We've had him before. 31 points, 16 boards, 8 assists.
Well, I don't know if he's ever won, but he's been a nominee.
No, he has
a frequent nominee. Yeah.
Evan Mobley?
Yeah.
31 points, 10 rebounds.
Heard of him.
And this is what I was talking about earlier when we were getting our Campbells mixed up on the Red Sox.
Oh.
Jalen Williams for Oklahoma City, triple-double. Not that Jalen Williams.
Oh, the other
Jalen Williams.
Not the Santa Clara. Is it Santa Clara Jalen Williams? The other Jalen Williams from Arkansas, maybe?
This would be the, I think it is the Arkansas. Yes, the Arkansas Jalen Williams. Nice. Spells it differently. J-A-Y-L-I-N.
Got it.
Williams. Triple-double for him. 19 points, 17 rebounds, and 11 big assists.
I'm going to side with Alex, who submitted Sandro Mamukelushvili. I'm going to side with Alex on that. Yeah.
Kelushvili.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm going with him.
Yeah, everybody knows that. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
By the way, to the text line, half right, somebody goes, Keith, isn't your wife a pastry chef? You're butchering the food pronunciations,
bro. I was thinking that, yeah.
She's not a pastry chef. She went to culinary school, and she has been a chef. And she actually texted during that segment with pronunciations for those words. And was surprised by it.
Sick grab, bro.
How'd I do?
I think you might have been right.
Mascarpone and tiramisu. Yeah.
Pronunciation, not my. Yeah, but you listen to the Severance recaps. Yeah. It's not my strength.
No, it's not.
It's not my
strength. It isn't, for sure, yeah.
All right, so in lieu of random baseball player, and much to the chagrin of all the listeners, we are doing random college basketball player of the day during the tournament. Nick is coming up with a player. And so what we've decided this time is, at first, Nick's going to give us only three clues.
Yeah.
But he's going to go school.
Nice.
And then we're going to exhaust our guesses.
Right. You say Arkansas, we say Jalen Williams.
We did not 100 guys.
Right, yeah.
Corliss went big nasty. So then you go, so school, let us fight over it. Then year or like decade?
Yeah, maybe decade.
Decade.
Yeah.
And then
position.
Position.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, what do we have today?
Yeah.
All right, today's player from the University of Maryland.
Juan Dixon.
Nope.
Steve Francis.
No.
Lonnie Baxter.
No.
Chris Wilcox.
Nope.
Len Bias.
Oh, Jesus.
Nope.
That's a dark turn.
It's good at Maryland. Maryland.
Yeah,
Joe Smith.
Oh, girl.
No.
Oh, not
Ooh,
Joe
great
Smith.
One. Good player. Number one pick.
Laurent Prophet.
Who?
That might have been Pitt. Never mind.
They
had one of those guys.
Give me
Mike Jones.
Ooh. Who?
So what was supposed Mike to Jones. Be the next clue? Decade was supposed
yeah,
to be the next
it was
clue?
A decade.
Early 2000s.
Mm.
Early 2000s. So that would have been Juan Dixon, Steve Blake, Chris Wilcox.
Nick,
he got it.
Chris Wilcox?
No, Steve Blake. I didn't hear you guys say that first time.
I don't think we did say
Who
Steve
Who was
Blake.
Your first guest?
I said...
Steve Francis.
I said yeah, Steve Francis.
Oh, Steve Blake. So I heard,
Steve
okay.
Blake.
Steve Blake.
I was about to guess Nick Kane or Medley.
Did he play... Maynard.
Yeah.
Blake was good. I felt like he was one of those guys that felt like he played for 10 years and then was actually like had an NBA career. Steve Blake.
I was going to say he might have had a 10-year NBA career. He was in the NBA for
good,
a while.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But he was the prototype pass-first point guard.
Yeah.
Like you get yourself a nice Steve Blake.
Yeah.
Steady.
He was like a...
Steady Steve Blake.
He was like a later career Scott Skiles.
You're right. You said Stevie Franchise, so then I think I took Steve Blake
yeah,
off the board.
Yeah, the year they won the tournament, he only averaged 8 points, but he averaged 8 assists
yeah,
also.
Yeah, 100%. He always had the ball. He'd bring it up, and then he'd just dish it and get out of the way.
Steve Blake, 13-year NBA career.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Lakers, right, for a bit?
Hang on. Wait, Everett, just backed out of it.
I think you're saying Sandro Mamukelushvili.
Did Katie correct you on that one?
Yeah,
too,
she's
no?
Like, no, yeah. She didn't know that one.
Let's see. Ready for Steve Blake. Steve Blake, Washington, Portland, Denver. Portland again. Clippers. Lakers. Warriors. Portland again.
Guy was
Detroit.
In like every trade. They're like, hey, and we'll give you Steve Blake.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're not doing this unless we get Steve Blake.
All right, nice. Good get there, Keith.
That was a good one. Nick, I like that one.
It's a Keith approved one. Good for you, Nick. Good job.
It's random NBA players who were decent in college.
Yeah, that might be the sweet spot. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
So really, it's just random NBA player, just where they went to school.
Yeah,
that's kind of what we were looking for.
Maybe they went to an Elite Eight, a Sweet 16. Maybe they
finally
figured
that
out. That's down one year.
Yeah, it took us 4 days.
One shining moment. Here comes Stevie Blake.
Someone was really upset we used that song earlier. Like, it's March Madness, dude.
Who was mad about that?
I don't know, some kind of Twitter.
Oh, don't.
Somebody on Twitter's like, what is this, a Disney song?
The heck?
Dude, we're talking about the tournament. This
Luther
Vandross. The theme of the tournament.
If you're mad today, the sun is shining, the tournament's going on, the Celtics just sold.
I'm mad that Creighton refuses to miss. I am
well,
mad
they're
about that.
Take it out on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, but
right.
Short of that.
I'm going to get on Twitter and get mad.
I'm pretty happy. Creighton, mix and a miss. That's the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe, your random college basketball player of the day.
It's good stuff.
Finally, a Keefe approved one, so good job there.
Steve Blake.
Good work.